Bless the Lord.
As I'm coming to you live tonight, I want you to know that Jesus is about to do a new thing in your life, and I want you to know that God is still in the throne, and nothing is too hard for God to do. And so tonight, as we're getting ready to pray, you're getting ready to pray for the supernatural miracle that God is about to give you. I believe that God is up to something new, and God is about to give you a transformation for a revelation for the new level that He's going to take you. I believe there is new heights and new depths with God, and in this season is your season for you to rejoice and get ready for the supernatural miracle of Jesus Christ in your life. I believe God is about to destroy the yoke, destroy every spirit of depression, every spell, every curse, every plot of the enemy must be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's the only name where man must be saved by. That's the only name that can deliver you. Tonight you have the man of God coming to you. I want you to know that your best season is yet to come. And I don't know what you're facing tonight, but God just wants me to remind you that the best is still yet to come, and that no weapon that form against you will be able to prosper, and every tongue that rise up against you will be condemning judgment. I don't know what the enemy is trying, but this is your season for a miracle from God. God is still in the throne. God is still a miracle-working God. God is still in time. Nothing is impossible with God. When you lift your hands towards heaven and believe God for the supernatural, you will see God working in your life. And know that it seems like the experience of life and the things that you're facing is not matching up with reality and with the things that you're going through. Let me tell you, experience only work with revelation. And I believe that this is your season for you to receive a revelation from God that nothing is impossible with the God of Israel. Nothing is impossible with the God of Moses. Nothing is impossible with Jesus Christ, the mediator and the one that oversees your soul. And so tonight, as we are getting ready to pray, I want you to know your season, your best season, is yet to come. I don't care what the devil do. I don't care what the adversary do. I don't care what the enemy try to put on you. I just want to remind you, no weapon, no missile, no attack, no witchcraft, no voodoo, no spell, nothing that the enemy put on you is going to keep you captive. Every plan of the enemy will be canceled in the name of Jesus Christ. Because that name is so powerful that every demon in hell fear that name. Why a lot of you are not getting your breakthrough is because the word that the man of God is speaking, the word of God is life and spirit. So if I speak a word And you don't hold on to that word in the spirit realm and believe God for your miracle, nothing will happen in your life. The moment you said, I choose to believe the word, I choose to believe that God is unchangeable, that God can give me a breakthrough, that God can give me a deliverance, that God can destroy the spirit of bondage. The moment you believe it is the moment it will happen. The moment you discredit the word of God and believe that you don't have to listen to the word of God, the moment you say, I don't have to listen, I don't have to obey the word of God, and you discredit the word of God, many folks are talking. They said, we are man and woman of God. I'm not knocking that. You are man and woman of God. But there is a prophetic word that is only the prophet can unlock in the spirit realm. There is a word for you, a word to turn your life, a word to turn the captivity, a word to destroy every spirit of bondage, a word to pull you out of hell, a word to change your life, a word of transformation, a word of deliverance, a word of breakthrough. There is a word from the Lord that God is well able to deliver you. Tonight, as I'm going to pray for you, I just don't want you to listen to me praying, but I want you to receive what is in the spirit realm, because the word of God are life and spirit. The enemy tried to stop me tonight from praying for you. The enemy tried to stop me. Glory be to God. But I believe the word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know whatever the plan of the enemy tonight, I bind it in the name of Jesus. Come on, Father. And I release your children tonight from every negative words, every demonic forces, every principalities and power, I bind it in the name of Jesus. I break the stronghold of darkness. I command yoke to be destroyed. I command yoke to be reversed. I command yoke to be broken in no other name but the name of Jesus. As I'm talking to you, there's somebody that been out of their work for over 6 months. And as I'm talking to you right now, my screen is going to be clear in just a moment, because the enemy is trying something tonight. But I speak a prophetic word, and I speak to my computer hard drive. I speak to everything in my computer. It must work for God. There is somebody that been out of a job for over 6 months, going into the 7 month. And the 7 month mean the word, the number seven mean perfection. God want me to remind you that he'll give you a confirmation by a prophet. And this is the 7 month. And if the door do not open for you for that job, you will be out on the street. But I decree and declare tonight that after I pray for you, there is a supernatural door that's going to be unlocked in the spirit realm. There is a supernatural door that's going to be open in the spirit realm. Father, right now, I'm coming before you. God and I, we sin in our thought and our mind. Forgive us for all our sin. Make us brand new. As I'm going to release this supernatural door, Sister Samantha, I've got to pray for you. Give me a minute. But as I'm going to open this supernatural door, not me by myself, but the Spirit of God, for your job, you've been jobless for a while. And it's time for the supernatural door to be open for your job. I want you to do something for me tonight. I want to pray for Sister Robinson. You've been going through a tough time. And I'm going to deal with you tonight because the enemy been trying to block you for a while. But as I'm going to pray for you, I'm going to pray for two persons. I'm going to pray for two persons right now that need a job. And I'm not talking about somebody that think that they need a job, but they don't really need a job. I'm talking to you that need a job. And I'm going to pray for you. First, I want to pray for Sister Samantha. And I want to pray for... I also want to pray for Brother Howard, but in just a moment. But I also want to pray, hallelujah, for Sister Robinson. Hallelujah. She's been going through a difficult time. And what God showed me in the spirit realm, what been fighting you is spirit of power and witchcraft, that you must not possess nothing. You must not receive nothing from God. The spirit come to oppose you. Simple mean that they are not just there, Sister Robinson, to stop you, but they are there to oppose your movement and your financial breakthrough. But I want you to do something for me tonight because God is about to give you a release. And I believe that these demons that come by your house to oppose your life, after tonight, that spirit will be broken. And I mean it. I mean it. I am so serious about this. I mean every word that I'm speaking. I want you to lift your hands, Sister Robinson. Hallelujah. And I want you to say, Father, bless thee now. And as you lift your right hand and say, Father, bless thee now. I'm going to unlock the door in the spirit realm for you. I see three doors in the spirit realm. One door is the door of poverty. One door is the door of witchcraft. And the next door is a door of bandage. Those three doors will be opening tonight. And God is about to do it. Believe God for those three doors. Three B's. Three door, three B's. Three watchmen have set over those doors to stop your life. You've been going through a hard time, a tough time. The enemy tried to oppose you in every way that you try to make it. And I see the enemy want to bring in your relationship a breakup, but it ain't going to happen. Lift your hands. Father, as we come before you tonight, you know the three door that is closed in the spirit realm for Sister Robinson and Far Rico Shama Ibasia Itokoshibaya Matokoshiba Sakai. Father, in the spirit realm, there is three manifestations. Manifestation of the Son, manifestation of the Spirit, and manifestation of the Father. Right now, in the Spirit realm, I send the three manifestations like a thunder to open those doors. And in the name of Jesus, I release Sister Robinson from every bandage. Iko shamamasia, ito shabaya. In the name of Jesus, iko shamamasata. Sister Robinson, there is a pain that sometimes it's your right foot. Iko shababasia, matoko shibaya. Ito Shiba. And as I'm looking in the spirit, Iko Shababa Suta. Ito Shama. Matoko Shibaya. As I'm looking in the spirit, God is about to do something supernatural in your life. Enemy try to stop you in every way. But after tonight, it is done. Get ready. Lift your hands. Get ready. Door of witchcraft, I command you to open. Door of poverty, I command you to open. Door Iko Shama Sakai. Iko Shibasia. Door of bandage. Iko Shababa Sutai. I command you to open. And now release Iko Shaba. The things that is Sister Robinson. Her mind is free. Iko Shababasia. Her heart is free. Iko Shibasai. Her soul is free. Iko Shama. And her finance is free in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it. I just saw the door open. There is treasure that God is about to invest in you. Your life is not over, Sister Robinson. All hope is not gone. Iko Shaba. You cry, sometimes go to your bed. But the Spirit of God said, I'm going to open new door. I'm going to open new way. You feel like nobody's on your side. Sometimes. And you're saying, why? I got to go through this. There is a purpose in your life. There is a purpose in your life. There is a purpose and a vision that God had for your life. And get ready, because it's going to be released in this season. If you think I'm lying, by this time tomorrow, there will be people call you. And you will get word of encouragement. And God will send people to speak into your life. And by this time tomorrow, I decree in the atmosphere that every heavy burning, every overwhelmed spirit that lay upon you, it will God. And I decree by this time tomorrow, there will be somebody that's going to give you a breakthrough lump sum. I'll give you some money by this time tomorrow. You will not go down, but you will get back up. And I speak this word into the atmosphere. And if you grab that word, you're going to fulfill your vision, your purpose that God called you to fulfill. Hallelujah. God bless her. Cover. I'm not screaming tonight. I'm not going to pray loud tonight. Sister, Brother Award, as I'm talking to you in the spirit, right? I want to pray for you because many times you are actually caught up in the wrong environment. Hallelujah. What I mean by the wrong environment is doing the wrong thing. And listen, God wants me to pray for you, Brother Award, because God has invested something in you. And what God has invested in you is his gift. Get ready because God is going to use you to reach the dope addict, to reach the prostitute, and to reach the gangbanger. Get ready because God is going to use you in one of the most despair time in America. You will start to hear the voice of God clearly. And what you've been asking God for in this season, you've been asking God to speak to you. And God said, I heard your prayer in your prayer closet. And what you have asked for me, it will be granted. And the Spirit of God said, I will speak to you through my word. If you study my word, I will make you one of the biggest evangelistic men or evangelists in the earth realm. God said study. God said pray. And I will use you in the supernatural. God said you will lay hands on the blind and they will see. You have not stepped into your calling yet, Brother Award. Your calling is higher than you. Your calling is greater than you. When God and you ain't going to shout like the prophet, you ain't going to scream like me, because I'm me. You know, I'm shouting. God used me in a different way. But there is going to be an anointing upon your life, Brother Award, for restoration to the nation of America. Restoration. Restoration. I see it, Koshama. I see your laying hands and secret agency, and they are being saved. They just surrender to God. I see your change in life. And let me tell you, your best season is ahead of you. Don't let the devil tell you that God won't do it. Because God is going to do it. Hallelujah. Your intellect, your spiritual insight, is about to start grow. You're about to be developed. You're about to become this spiritual giant for God. And you will not be normal. There will be many persecution that come with the favor and the anointing that God is about to put up in your life. But God said, blessed are those that are persecuted and for righteousness' sake. Listen, brother Howard, as I'm talking to you, there is many people around you that act like they're with you, but they are not with you. Because why I know that, because I see in the spirit realm, when you tell them your vision and your dream, they look at you like you're crazy. But this is the time for you to stay in the word, because you're going to be on radio station. Before I die, before I ever leave this world, I will see you on TV preaching this gospel. Before I leave this world, I will see you on TV preaching this gospel. You can take that word anywhere you go. If you don't have nothing else, just remember that the man of God, if you don't want to call me a prophet, if you want to call me Sheldon, it's all right. Just remember that the man of God give you a word. And that word will not die. It will live on and accomplish what God called it to accomplish. Tonight, I want to talk to a few people. So if you need me to pray for you, glory be to God. If you need me to pray for you, hurry up and dial that number. Hurry up and, brother Award, I'm going to finish pray for you. God have his hands on you. Just stay focused. Stay focused, please. Stay focused. If you need me to pray for you, if you need to know what, where I'm going, where is my next step, where God, what God want me to do. I'm not saying God is going to reveal everything to me. I'm just saying, tonight is the night that I just want to talk to you. I just want to speak to your spirit. I've been getting crazy testimony, because now God don't even have me prophesying too much. He said, just speak the word, and whoever can hold on to that word and believe the word, they shall receive. They shall receive. Tonight, the number to call, if you need me to pray for you, it's 917-889-3867. And I can take as much call tonight. If you want to call in, you can call in. Let me pray with you. The grace of God is sufficient to keep you from falling. Hallelujah. You need a breakthrough. Don't you need a miracle in your life? The rain of God is about to rain. The glory is about to rain in you. I'm telling you, call right now. If you need me to pray with you, to pray for you, to speak to you, if you feel like there is three people that a door need to be open for you for a job supernaturally, you must pick up the phone and call tonight. You must pick up the phone. Let me pray with you. There's three people. Three more people. I'm going to pray for you in a little. time, there are three people that need a breakthrough. Come on, pick up the phone and call me. Let me pray for you. Glory be to God. Call in tonight. I want to pray for, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hold on. Got a caller. Bless the Lord. Caller, you're alive.
Yes, I would like for you to pray for me for protection and guidance.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Protection and guidance. Where are you calling from?
Louisiana.
Amen. Glory be to God. Louisiana. I want you to know that as you call tonight, there will be angel that is about to encamp around you.
Praise God.
And in this season, no enemy, no forces, no principalities that come up to your life shall prevail.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And I believe, God, that there will be a supernatural angel that will follow you around for the rest of your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise Him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, as our sister calling from out of Louisiana, waiting for a miracle from God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The presence of God is about to fall in you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands up, woman.
Hallelujah.
Okay. You just don't need the protection, but you need the presence.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands up high.
Okay. Stay up.
Said Jesus.
Jesus,
I need your presence.
I need your presence.
Right now.
Right now.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Receive it.
I receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, you're close. Receive it.
I receive it.
Say it again, I receive it.
I receive it.
That sounds like Methodist. Say it again, I receive it.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The presence of God is overshadowing.
The presence of God. Oh, thank you.
I want you to say, in three, I want you to say Jesus.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Jesus.
Come on. Oh, one, two, three. Say Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Amen. Let's pray for you. Father, Rico Shama, you ask right now for peace and liberty. And we cover you on the blood right now in the name of Jesus.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
We overturn and pull up every plan and every assignment of the devil. And we release a supernatural angelic being to surround you and to abide.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, the breakthrough is yours. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Who you want to be saved?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Do you have somebody that you want to be saved?
Yes. My children.
I see your big
guy named Philip. Yes.
What?
Hallelujah.
What's your name?
Chadwick, Kashanda, Keela, Shakira, Philip, and Jody.
All of them is in sin.
Yes.
Get ready. Something
Thank
is going
Lord.
To happen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I said, get ready. Something is
yes.
about to take place.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to tell you, by this time next year, you will have testimony and testimony.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Testimony.
Thank you, Jesus.
Call
Hallelujah.
The atmosphere again. I want you to call
Tequila.
Hold up. I want you to call their name. And when you
okay.
call their name, I want you to say, I give them to God.
Okay. Kashanda, I give her to God. Jaquila, I give her to God. Chadwick, I give him to God. Shakita, I give her to God. Jody, I give him to God. Philip, I give him to God. Hallelujah.
Stop there. I heard God said, Philip.
Yes.
Philip. I need
yes.
to deal with. There is something special about Philip.
Okay.
Where is Philip living?
With me.
There is something special about him. There is an anointing that rests around Philip.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Philip, belongs
yes.
to the law of thy God.
Thank you, Lord.
Philip. I call you out of sin.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I give
Ooh,
you to tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
tonight.
Lord.
Not
Thank
next
you,
week,
Lord.
Tonight. And I believe that Philip will preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
All is Philip. Can you tell me his age?
Sir?
What is the age of Philip?
37.
Glory be to God. It's time. I pray that whatever bound him, because do any of your family smoke?
Yes.
I see a smoking spirit.
Yes. The three of my children do.
Whatever bound them, it have no chain over them. I'm going to break that
Thank
in
you.
The spirit realm.
Thank you,
And
Lord.
I'm
going
to believe that God is about to release them from that
Thank
smoking
you, Lord. Thank
As
you,
I
Lord.
Speak in the atmosphere, the word that I speak, they are life and spirit.
Thank
so
you,
So the
Jesus.
Word that I speak, they bring life and they are spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
So every spirit that hold your son and your daughter in bandage, and I command
yes,
them be broken off of them in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And I release your daughter and your son in the spirit realm, Ekoshama.
Yes.
By the blood of Jesus Christ, he said, I have come to set the captain free, to
to loose the prisoner, and I call your son and your daughter out of prison tonight in the name of Jesus.
Ooh, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
They are out of prison from tonight. Sin have no shame. Sin have no shame. If you believe the woman of God, by December, God shall manifest his glory. I don't care how to bring them. If God got to meet them on the road of Damascus, there must be a transformation.
Thank you.
If you believe, I'm believing by December for three of your sons or your daughter must surrender to God. In the name
of
Jesus.
Praise God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Listen to
me. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you.
That need a miracle in their life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bless you. You are bound. Amen. You are bound by smoking. And God need to free you. I see you crying in your room, saying, I go to church, but I do it after church. I cannot get away from this smoking spirit. I cannot break this smoking spirit. I try, but it won't happen. I try, but I can't live right. There are two spirits that I'm seeing right now. As I'm talking to you, there is a spirit of masturbation or pornographic, whatever you want to call it, sex movie. And there is the next spirit that I'm seeing, spirit of smoking. And that spirit need to be broken. Those two spirits got somebody locked up. Eko Shama. And God said your soul need to be released. Your soul need to be released. I know who I'm talking to tonight. I'm not going to call you out. But if you got that spirit that lock you up, that you're smoking, and you cannot get rid of that smoking spirit, call in tonight. Tonight is the last night you're going to smoke. Tonight is the last night you are going to smoke. Tonight is the last night you are going to watch sex movie behind the scene. Tonight is the last night. You must be free. Who are you talking to? I see somebody in the spirit realm. You don't want to watch it, but your boyfriend and your husband want to watch it. They need to be delivered. They need to be delivered. They need to be delivered. Your husband need to be delivered. Your son need to be delivered from that spirit. Every time they go and look at it, it will get them sick. Hakushama. God is about to release somebody from the spirit of porn and from smoking. I told you, dial that number, let me pray for you. Ain't guessing. This is not a guess. This is not a guess. There are somebody tonight that need to be prayed for, that is tied up with the spirit of smoking. Ikoshama. The devil got a stronghold in you. God want to release you. God want to release you. God want to release you. I don't just pray. I just don't shout. I'm here to bring deliverance. All right, Brother Howard, your wife got a smoking spirit. Tonight is going to stop. Tonight is going to stop. Tonight is going to stop. Do you mean that? Yeah, I mean it. I'm going to pray for your wife. I want you to put your wife's name in the comment box. We're going to pray for her tonight. You don't have to put her full name, just put her first name. We're going to pray for her tonight. She needs to be delivered. She needs a breakthrough. Hey, God. Hey, Jesus. The spirit of pain, it tied up that person's mind. You need to be set free from it. You need to be set free. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for your wife right now, Brother Howard. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that all things are possible with you. The God of eternity, Ekoshama, before the first and the third generation, you are God. And there is nothing toward Ekoshamamasia that you can do. Farikoshivai. Tonight we give you Ekoshama our request that Brother Award wife is smoking and cannot give it up. But after tonight, God, I pray that Brother Howard don't have to fight with Ekoshabai, with his wife. But after tonight, Brother Howard, smoking will taste bitter to your wife, Ekoshabai. And I pray that God, Ekoshibaya, will reveal himself to your wife in this season. You will not fight with her no more about smoking. Smoking will fight against her. God, Ekoshaba. I said smoking will fight against her. Every one of you that are a smoker and you cannot stop smoking, smoking will fight against you after tonight. Ekoshabai. Because it is about to become your enemy. Ekoshababasia. Father, in the name of Jesus, I send the angel of God to right now to arrest Ekoshabaya. Every person that is a smoker, every man and woman that love to smoke, that is addicted to smoke, I break that spirit in the name of Jesus. And I command the angel of God to arrest your hands. You will not smoke no more. That spirit that come from hell and tell you that you gotta smoke, I reverse it in the name of Jesus, and you are set free. Get ready. There is going to be a big change in some of your life. Tomorrow, I see 5 people is going to get up, look at your wife, look at your boyfriend. They will get up tomorrow about this time. And they will not smoke. There is a spirit of God that is breaking smoker and give them the spirit of liberty. I said tomorrow this time, your wife and your husband that love to smoke is going to put the weed or the cigarette to their mouth, and they're going to start vomiting. They're going to start showing up because there is about to be something that's about to happen in the spirit realm. There is about to be something. Take this, write it down, and put it in your diary because it's going to happen. God is about to shut the mouth of those that love to smoke. All of you that I'm talking to that is addicted to porn, I'm going to break that spirit tonight. It's a spirit. All of you that is addicted to porn, what time is it? Give me. I'm going to break that spirit tonight. You will not watch no porno. No phone and your computer and your TV, because something supernatural is going to happen. And I mean it. Your computer is about to start acting up. Your TV is about to start acting up. What I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to shut down the headquarters of demonic spirit of porn. All of you that watching sex movie, you don't need to watch sex movie to have a jive for your wife and your husband. That's a lie. I'm going to break it tonight. 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 Glory be to God. I feel the anointing. Every one of you that is string out, you can't do without that sex movie. It's going to be broken. It's going to be broken. It's going to be broken. Father, do you ready? Do you ready? Do you ready? When your boyfriend or your husband that is not saved, start to look at it, you're going to get mad. You're going to get upset. You're going to get angry. You're going to get bitter. He's going to ask you what happened. The Holy Spirit is about to take over your mind tonight. Get ready, because we're going to shut down this thing. I decree, because while I was talking, God said, decree in the atmosphere that none of your daughter will be a stripper. None of your daughter and your son will be a stripper. I shut down that system. I shut it down in the name of Jesus. We're going to break that spirit. Get ready for release in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, to you we have authority. You said whatever we bind in earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose in earth is loose in heaven. So if you said that, Father, we ain't going off our revelation, but we are going off of the kingdom. And hold on, Carla, I'm going to pray for you in just a minute. And the revelation of God, he calls Shabbat. And so in the name of Jesus, right now, I command that anytime you turn on your computer to look at any nasty video, I command the stream and the computer to shut down in the name of Jesus. I command your TV to shut down in the name of Jesus. I command the headquarters of demonic forces of porn and sex movie to shut down in the name of Jesus. And I command you right now, let it go. Iko Shaba. I command you to let it go. I feel the anointing of God. I command you to let it go. I want you to let it go right now. Come on, devil, and take your hands off them. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of porn. I bind the spirit of porn. I release their mind from it. I release their hands from it. I release their spirit from it. I release their sex drive from it. In the name of Jesus, I break it. I break it. I break it. And I bind it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. After tonight, there will be a change in your life. Caller 716. There will be a change in your life. You're alive. 716-248. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Bless the Lord. You're alive. What is your prayer request tonight?
My prayer request is health and strength.
Okay. Hallelujah. You got something else to tell me? Tell me what else you called me to tell me.
And family.
What was that?
Family.
Then speak up. Glory be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus. What is your name?
Theodore.
Glory be to God. Theodore, I want to ask you one thing. Do you have anybody in your life that have a smoke habit?
Baby mama.
What was that?
The mother of my children.
I'm going to ask you again. Do you know anybody that got a smoke habit?
Yes.
Who is that?
Denise.
Who is that?
Denise.
Denise. All right, we're going to pray for her. We got to break these things, ladies and gentlemen. We got to break these things. We cannot let the devil take over our community. We cannot allow the devil to take over our property. We cannot allow the devil to take over our children. We cannot allow the devil to take over America. We are giants in the spirit realm. And whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and the devil got to run out of town when Jesus showed up, because there is no other name where man must be saved by but the name of Jesus. And if we believe the doctrine and the truth of Jesus, Jesus said whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. It's either you believe it or not. But it's time for you to know that you bound whatever you bound on earth is bind up in heaven. And whatever you loose in heaven, it got to be loose. So tonight, we're going to loose you. And we're going to loose your body from pain. Ekoshama. We're going to speak strength into your body. We're going to speak the power of God into you. And get ready, because it's going to happen. This ain't no guess. I ain't guessing no more. I know who Jesus is. He's the Savior of the world. I know who my Creator is. He's powerful, almighty, woman of God. I don't know, but as I was talking to you, do you know anybody feeling a pain in their right foot? Or right feet, I should say.
That'll be me.
Okay, you got a pain in your right feet. Going down to your joint, to your actually to your feet, ankle bone, going right there. That pain is going to be leave tonight. It's about to leave you. That pain is about to leave you. And it's already gone. I don't have to pray. It's gone. I said that pain is gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Do you feel any pain?
Nope.
Glory be to God. I don't know. I'm going to ask you this. Did you feel the pain before?
Yes.
You feel the pain before. Because while I was talking to you, I was feeling a pain, and I feel it shoot down my right feet. I don't know if it's your right foot. But I feel a pain in my right foot, and at the same time I speak about that pain, it's gone. There is power in the name of Jesus. You don't have to fight. Pain is gone in the name of Jesus. Every one of you tonight that is listening to me, that got pain in your knees, is about to leave you right now. Are you ready? Somebody got a pain in their knees, and God said that pain is about to leave you right now. Every pain that you're facing, every pain that you have tonight is about to leave you. Lift your hands up. Every one of you. You don't even have to call him. You don't have to call him. I'm going to speak the word, and the word, and I speak their life and their spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right now, Sister Jansen. Yeah. Right now, that said, I think that's her name. Yes, that's me, both knees. All right now, that pain is going to leave those knees. Father, in the name of Jesus, we command those pains to be removed by the angelic being of heaven. And in the name of Jesus, you are healed. That pain is gone. That pain is gone. I'm not asking you, I'm telling
you.
There ain't nothing that you can do in the name of Jesus. You don't need to play with the devil. You speak to the devil and speak the word of God, and he got to obey. Hallelujah. Woman of God, right now, I squeeze virtue into you. I squeeze the power of God into you. I squeeze a fresh wind, and your bone shall be strengthened. How do you feel? Talk to me.
It disappeared. Thank you, Jesus.
What did you say?
It disappeared.
Amen. Glory be to God. The pain disappeared. It's gone to hell. We don't tolerate what the devil say. I'm blessed. I'm the head. I'm the lender and not the borrower. I have overflow. I'm going to get all that God says is mine. I am rich. I am more than enough. I am healed. I am delivered. And tell the devil that I am healed. And
I am healed.
His name. You are healed tonight. Every person that I'm talking to that is sick, deliverance just touch you. Every person right now that is going through financial difficulty, we don't respect the devil. The devil respects us. And we are child of God. And so you are healed tonight. Glory be to God. Thank God for, I know somebody, arthritis. I don't know where that come from. Somebody, arthritis is troubling you in your right hand. Your right hand, okay? Arthritis. I don't know where it's coming from. But that arthritis is gone in the name of Jesus. I want you to do something for me tonight, woman of God. I want you to say, I cover myself under the blood.
I cover myself under the blood.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
The enemy will try to touch you, but it won't happen. Because God is covering you. God bless you. I feel tonight that there is 25 people that's going to get a supernatural breakthrough by the end of this month. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Are you ready for your supernatural breakthrough by the end of this month? God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for calling. God is about to release supernatural breakthrough in your life. I prophesied to 5 people at this month, you will get the car key. I want to prophesy to 5 people at this month, you will get the car key. I just said it. You will get the car key. And I want to prophesy to 5 more people. By the end of this year, you will have your house. You will pay no more rent. No more mortgage. Not mortgage, but no more rent. No more lease. Because God is about to give you express deliverance. Receive it or deny it. You cannot stop the word. A woman of God, a few days ago, glory be to God. And she said, man of God, you was prophesied and giving a prophetic word. Actually, hallelujah. You posted a prophetic word on YouTube. And I got the eviction notice. But I hang on to the words. Iko Shaba. That's a miracle. The only thing that you can hold on to is the word of God. She said, I hold on to the word. You know, let me tell you this, and I'm finishing. There come a point in your life that you will have to believe the man of God. Because the problem is, when your back is against the wall, you can either believe the word or deny the word. But if you believe the word, you get your breakthrough. If you deny the word, you stay in your position. The word of God is powerful. Everything was created by a word. 1 John verse 1 said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and dwell amongst men, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son. But listen to this. Jesus said, the word that I speak, they are life and spirit. Listen to this. Spirit. Things that you're speaking out of your mouth is life and spirit. So when you speak the word of God, you're speaking life to somebody. And because man is not just physical being, they are spiritual being. You are speaking to their spirit. And your word will fight the warfare for you. Because the word is God. I believe you're living in the best season of your life. The children of God. With all the things that's going on, we need to just believe God. I'm not worrying. Jesus can take care of you. I want to take two more calls. If you want to call in, and my time is almost up, I will take two more calls. Because the word of God is quick, it is sharp. The word of God save. And today, if there's somebody that listening to me that have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I ask you please to turn and give your life to Jesus, that you can be baptized in the name and receive the name of Jesus and receive his spirit to protect you and to guide you and to get ready for the eternal kingdom. God love you, and God will is not for none to perish. Hallelujah. God love you. Hallelujah. I think I have a call. Give me a minute. Glory be to God. Caller, where are you calling from?
Hello?
Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Pastor, I'm calling from Florida.
Amen. What is your prayer request tonight?
I need a deliverance, please. Prayer for deliverance. And also for my husband. He needs salvation and deliverance. And for my youngest daughter, she's been baptized since last May, and she's working on backsliding right now, so I need her to go closer, God, to pull her back closer to him.
Amen. She ain't going to backslide. I want you to call her name.
Shanique Brown.
Shanique Brown.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
put a hook in Shanique Brown.
Yes, Lord.
Right now,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes,
right
Lord.
Now, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Right now, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Remove every blockage from around.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I'm going to pray for her.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I'm going to pray for her. She's young. The enemy's
yes.
trying to devour her.
Yes.
But it will not work.
In the name of Jesus, it won't.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Supernatural God of heaven.
Yes, Lord.
You know Shanique Brown by name.
Yes, Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
She shall be saved.
Yes, Jesus.
No man shall pull her out of your hands.
Yes, Lord.
Father, breathe a fresh touch upon her.
Yes, Jesus.
Touch her mind.
Yes,
touch
Lord.
Her spirit.
Hallelujah.
In
the name of Jesus,
right
it is done.
It is done. Father,
it is
touch
done.
This. Turn me down in the back. I heard myself. Father, I touch this woman. Glory be to God. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet.
Yes, Jesus.
Anoint her with a fresh anointing.
Yes, Lord.
Use her for your missionary.
Yes, Jesus.
God, I pray now that whatever blessing that comes it shall be broken.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
Cover now.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, it is done.
It is done in the name of Jesus. God bless.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Pastor. Bye-bye.
Amen. I want to take a few more calls. My time is almost up. Got some stuff to do. But I want to take a few more calls. Dial that number. Caller, you're still there. Glory be to God. Dial that number. And I want to pray for you tonight. I need to bind the spirit of suicidal. Why, God? Somebody is listening to me. And the devil is trying to take your mind away. Oh, my God, my God. The devil wants you to lose your mind. But God said it will not happen. It will not happen. Your mind belongs to God. Your mind belongs to God. I want to pray for two more persons. You can either dial that number now. Call in for your husband. If he's a marijuana smoker, tobacco chewer, I don't know what he is, call in. Let us pray for him. We ain't leaving nobody out. Because the devil don't leave nobody out. We ain't leaving the dope addict, the prostitute, the liar. We want you all in the kingdom of God. I don't care where you're from. The devil don't care what nation you're from, what kind you are. The devil wants you all in hell. And so I don't care what nation you're from. You Spanish, give your heart to Jesus. You African American, give your heart to Jesus. You are American, I don't care where you're from, what town you're from. I want you all to be saved and to be in the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. If you only speak two words in English, I get a translator. Glory be to God. But the kingdom of God must be that God's will must be done and that God love you. You that is going through right now. You that is going through. I want to pray, and this is the last thing I'm going to pray for. Somebody. Right now, listen to me carefully. You that only got $200 in your bank account. Some of you only got $50 in your bank account. Call in, let me pray for you. I believe God want to change your season. God want to bless you, child. There must be at least $5,000 of $4,000 must be in your account. God want to give you restoration. Call in, let me pray for you. You that need your bank account, you don't understand. Every time you put money in your bank account, it is gone. You use it as you try to save, you end up spending that money again. Call in. You cannot save nothing. Call in. You cannot save a dime. Every time you put that money in the bank account, you end up spending it back. I need you to call in. I need you to call in. That is having a money problem. I want to pray for that and I'm going to close off. You see, the enemy just don't mess with your life. The enemy mess with your bank account. The enemy mess with your finance. The enemy mess with your money. He wants your soul, but he wants everything that you have, too. Before the enemy touched Job, listen to me carefully. Before the enemy touched Job, and I'm almost finished. The enemy take all that Job have. If I can put him in poverty, he's going to curse God. If I can make it go through financial difficulty, he can't be happy. But Job's happiness wasn't in money. But the enemy attacked your finance. Why? Why is your finance being attacked? Why is my finance being attacked? Let me tell you. Let me tell you why. Listen to me carefully. Your finance is being attacked because you are a sustainer to the kingdom of God. What that mean, man of God? You are the one that finance the ministry of somebody. And the more you finance and help the ministries, the more the gospel reach around the world. Listen to me. So what the enemy do, the enemy attack your finance. Because it stop you from being financially wealthy and having money to sustain the kingdom and the gospel from being preached, lesser soul is going to hear about Jesus. What the enemy purpose and plan is for soul to not hear about the man called Christ Jesus. So the enemy attack your finance because he don't want the gospel to go across the world, I should say. He don't want you to sustain the kingdom of God. So what the enemy do, every time you give money, the enemy attack your finance order. Oh, glory be to God. I feel something in here. Every time you give a blessing, you find out that your finance supposed to go up, but it's going down. Why? Because the enemy is attacking your finance because the enemy don't want you to believe the word that the man of God give you. And so the enemy don't want you to know that there is a breakthrough is coming for you. So he attacked you, and he keep on attacking your finance because he don't want you to sustain the kingdom of God. He don't want you to help the gospel to reach across the world. Because if the gospel reach in the TV, somebody's going to be saved. The enemy plan is to keep the gospel from being preaching. You remember Paul when he was in jail? He said, Satan have hide me. What that mean? And Paul was writing in letter. He said, Satan have worked with people to actually lock him up in jail because the gospel was preached. And the enemy will try to lock up your finance for you not to sustain the kingdom of God. The enemy will just tell you that preacher only need money, because the enemy know the moment you start to sustain the kingdom of God is the moment people are going to hear about Jesus and come and accept him as their Lord and Savior. Do you know, and I'm getting out of here because it's almost 2 hours now, but do you know that the enemy, one of the most thing that the enemy are, the thing that the enemy attack the most is your finance. Why? Finance is play a big role in your life. The enemy know once the kingdom of God become wealthy, the word of God is about to be across the world. The enemy don't want that. He try to crush your finance. Crush your finance. And you know what the enemy wants you to do? He wants you to have unbelief. So the word that the man of God give you, you doubt it. And what did he come and do? He plants seed of doubt. Seed, and he keep on planting it. Seed until you do not believe the word. But if you believe and keep on planting, keep on sowing, keep on pressing, it's hard. I'm not telling you it's easy. I'm saying it is difficult. I'm saying it's not always easy, child of God. I'm saying it's not always going to be the way you want it. But listen to me. There is a breakthrough coming right around the corner for you. And don't give up. Press through. Press through. Let me tell you this. And I'm finished. I'm totally finished. The problem is revelation, experience, and reality. Reality tells you that life is hard. And reality is telling you, you can't make it. It's so difficult. But experience is telling you, you've been through that before and you overcome it. But experience do not work with reality. Experience work with revelation. Oh, God. The moment revelation and experience meet together is that moment revelation start to manifest in your life. Don't you follow your mind. That's, I shouldn't even use reality. Your listen to the top. I lose it, but I think I'm still. I'm trying to connect. Let's go. Glory to God. All right, so God bless you. I think I want to say something. With my glory be to God. I want to say something. Hallelujah. 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 Sorry about that. The computer, I'm losing you. I'm losing you. But I want to tell you that the promise of God is yea and amen. I got to go. My computer is all, I'm losing signal now, and I don't know why, but gotta go. God bless you all. Thank you to listen to me. My time is up, and I'm out. God bless you. 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 I just lose you. I just lose you. But God bless you. God bless you. The enemy, one thing I want to give you, a word. I want to give you one word. One word. One word before I go. And this is the word that I want to give you. That God will make you a promise 10 years ago and the devil knocked you down. But know that you walk by revelation and not by situation. And the moment that the revelation of God starts to stir you is the moment you go move in your calling and flow in the prophetic. God bless you. I got to go. I'm losing signal and my internet. I don't know why. I pay so much for internet. It's crazy. I'm paying over $70-something just for internet alone. And
I don't know why my internet is breaking up. It's crazy. I think I'm getting a new computer, so I hope it's better. But God bless you. 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 So next week, I hope everything is better when I get a new computer and I'm going to update the software and everything. But God bless you. 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 God bless you.